football fantasy cast with my friend, Mr. Heilman, a man that knows a lot about fantasy football, operates an awesome website. David, welcome to the Sportscast. Tell us a little bit, all about yourself and your history with this game.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We got a website, we got social media going on. I got everything from TikTok to Twitter. Trying to get the young generation and the older generation. We are doing NFT draft, which we can talk about in a little bit. Just did a reality competition. You can find me on Dynasty Dorks Fantasy Football. It's one word, Dynasty Dorks, pretty much on all platforms.
Of course, you can follow us here at the Sportscast, subscribe to Twitch.tv, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating and review. But anyways, this time of year is where your drafts come in for your team. Who you're going to pick for quarterback, first round, second round, things like that. We're going to go down each by position, Dave. We'll go into a little bit more of the sleepers and things like that. Tell us your top quarterbacks for this year's.
Yeah, so I wrote down my top five. And so I don't think there's much surprise with quarterback. You got Patrick Mahomes. You got Josh Allen. You got Kyler Murray. You got Lamar Jackson. And then I'm still a believer in Dak Prescott. Even though I'm a Giants fan, I still like Dak Prescott in that offense. I will say if your scoring is 4-point touchdown to 6-point touchdown, it does vary things a little bit, but I still like those five.
Tell us about any would you pick any rookie quarterback maybe to be at least on your bench that you would recommend? At least one.
Yeah, a little teaser with my sleepers, but every single draft I am getting in, if it's one quarterback, then I'm not going to take one of those upper echelon guys. I'll probably take a mid-round quarterback, a Ryan Tannehill, a Justin Herbert, something like that. But I am 100% leaving every single draft with either Trey Lance or Justin Fields.
Incredible. Okay, let's go to running backs. I'm a running back guy, Dave. I know people have been talking about Christian McCaffrey as the number one. Dave, do you think Christian is the number one pick for running back?
Yeah. I mean, until proven otherwise, Christian McCaffrey is the 101. Easy choice.
Who are your other top running backs that you would consider?
So Alvin Kamara is my second. Some people have Dalvin Cook. Dalvin Cook's my third. Derrick Henry is the fourth. And then Austin Eckler in PPR, and then in half PPR standard, I would go with Ezekiel Elliott.
Pretty solid running backs right there. We'll see what happens in my draft, which is tomorrow night. Wide receivers, big pool wide receivers this season. You can't go wrong, even if you're having like a short list on running backs and quarterbacks. David, tell me your top wide receivers that you choose this year.
Yeah, I feel like you can wait and still get good receivers. But Devontae Adams is my 101 as far as receivers. My second is Tyreek Hill, then Stephon Diggs, Calvin Ridley, and then DeAndre Hopkins at five.
Pretty solid. Let's go for the TEs, tight ends. It's a position that's been expanding a lot, been used a lot. Tell us your top tight ends for this year season.
Yeah, so this is not for Dynasty, just for this year. Travis Kelce's the one. George Kittle's the two. Darren Waller's the three. Mark Andrews is the four. And I have TJ Hockenson as my fifth tight end off the board.
That's pretty solid. What do you think about Mike Gesicki from the Dolphins? I know he's been developing. What are your rankings with him?
I stay away from those middle round tight ends. I would much rather just punt the position and take somebody really late if I can miss out on my top five guys. It's just, I like him, but they've added a lot of receivers there. I just don't know if I can start him every week.
Understandable. Obviously, most fantasy leagues have defense. Tell me your top defenses that you will choose.
Whoever is playing against the Houston Texans.
Wow.
So the Rams is a defense you want to go after. They're going to be really good this year. The Chicago Bears, the Denver Broncos, they start out with my New York Giants. They're a good one. Those are some of the defense I'd go. But I stream defenses. Like I said, if I don't have to draft a defense, I won't even draft one in my draft. I'll grab another running back.
That's quite solid. Okay, so most leagues have one quarterback. Let's say all the top running backs, I mean, your top running backs, RB1s, have been selected. Who would be your RB2 and RB3?
So, Myles Gaskin is a guy that I think you can grab as your second. He's current ADP is 45. And then Darrell Henderson is currently 57. If you can get guys like Henderson or James Robinson that have benefited from some injuries, Gus Edwards, those are guys you can get as your two.
Wide receivers, huge pool. Who is the lowest of the totem pole that will be around maybe in a fifth or sixth round with your draft? Who do you think will be that one that you could definitely consider?
Robert Woods and Cooper Kupp, if they're around in that round, they shouldn't be. So you should scoop them up as soon as possible. The other guys I'll give you would be Robbie Anderson, Deontay Johnson, high volume PPR guys. T. Higgins as well.
Rob Gronkowski, another good tight end a couple years ago, had a good Super Bowl. Is that someone you definitely consider as a tight end two, possibly a tight end one?
Not really. I just think he's going to be boom or bust. There's so many mouths to feed over there. And even when Brady threw, what, 46 touchdowns last year or something like that, Gronkowski still wasn't really tight. He wasn't really relevant for fantasy, so I'm out.
I got a question from a buddy of mine, and he was asking me, should you go for Patrick Mahomes if you have the first pick?
In a one quarterback league, no. In Superflex, yes. I'd consider it in Superflex.
There you go. Pretty safe there. Let's go into your sleepers. Of course, players that are not stars or going to be stars. They can be included rookies. They can be including backups like Austin Eckler a few years ago was behind Melvin Gordon, was it? And came out of the blue. I had him. I have no idea how he got into my bench, but he was there. He helped my fantasy that year. Tell us who are your sleepers for this season.
Yeah, so I just did an article. Well, I did a video this morning, so check it out on YouTube. Guys, I'm not leaving without Justin Fields and Trey Lance currently being drafted outside the top 100. You need to pick them up. Ryan Tannehill is being picked in the 80s, so I would definitely go after him. As far as running backs, Darrell Henderson, Myles Gaskin, they're being in the 40s and 50s. Javonte Williams is a guy to watch. Right now, Melvin Gordon is helping his ADP stay calm. But I think he could be this year's Jonathan Taylor. Nyheim Hines at 139 is a deep sleeper. David Montgomery is a little early, but third round guy. And then for receivers, Robbie Anderson, he's at ADP 84. Darnell Mooney, 133. I'm all over him. Laviska Shenault, 106. Corey Davis, 105. These are average draft positions. And then Robert Woods. If I go running back, running back, running back, I can get Robert Woods in the fourth round. I think he's going to be wide receiver one this year. Jonnu Smith at 142, Tyler Higbee at 119, and Gerald Everett is a breakout candidate at 189. He is essentially free.
I bet. What do you think about Matthew Stafford? Where do you have him in your rankings?
Well, you can't be excited about all the Rams receivers and not be excited about Matthew Stafford. I have him at 8. Matthew Stafford, I think, especially in your 6-point passing touchdown leagues, I think he's going to have a monster season. That offense was very capped last year under Jared Goff. They did not push the ball down the field a lot. No chunk plays.
Not bad. Listen, so I got Matthew Berry. He is a huge guy up in ESPN. I don't know if he's the GOAT. David might have a different opinion. I think he's one of the best. Of course, you got some other ones from Yahoo Sports and things like that. But I'm gonna go over his top 10 and then compare it to your top 10. He has, of course, Christian McCaffrey as number two. One. Number two is Cook. Three, Kamara. Four, Henry. Five, Zeke. Six, Eckler. Then Kelsey. Then Adams. Number nine, Aaron Jones. And then Tyreek Hill. Is that something close to your list?
Very close. We had Kamara and Cook switched. And then the same conversation, Austin Eckler and Zeke Elliott are back-to-back for me. It is, if it's full point PPR, I would prefer Eckler than Elliott.
Then he has Nick Chubb, Stephen Diggs, Diggs at 12, 13, Saquon Barkley, which I want to go over him a little bit. Then Najee Harris, DeAndre Hopkins, Calvin Ridley, Jonathan Taylor, then Antonio Gibson at number 18, Metcalf at 19, 20, Waller. What do you think about that list compared to yours?
Nah, I love it. It's similar, and I love the fact that he's got Najee Harris up there. Mike Tagliere, hope you're feeling better, man. Mike Tagliere is one of my favorite. Matthew Berry, of course, is fantastic. But he really, really believes in Najee Harris. And I actually just took him over Jonathan Taylor in a draft recently. Got a lot of crap for it, but I'm fine with it.
Saquon Barkley, you're a Giants fan. I am hesitant if I have a chance to get him. I'm number four, actually. Would you be hesitant, David Heilman, to select Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, as a Giants fan, it pains me to say that because I would love to just say Saquon's my number one. He's number one in my heart, but he's not number one in my rankings. I would take him in the second round, but I would not take him with my first round pick unless it was like 11 or 12. He may not play till week three. The Giants have Denver. Then they have a short week. They play Washington on Thursday. Then they have 10 more days. So basically, if they sat him, then they would have like a 20 days extra to rest him. Plus, a report came out today said he's not going to get a full workload week one.
There you have it. You got to look at those injury reports. They matter a lot. Back to rookies. Najee Harris sticks out for me as a rookie running back. Tell me your top rookie running backs that you would consider to select.
Honestly, the only two guys that I'm really considering are Javonte Williams and Najee Harris. Now that Travis Etienne is down, I know a lot of people are excited about Trey Sermon, and a lot of people I respect are very into Trey Sermon. I think he benefited off two or three games late in the season last year. But San Francisco, they just rotate running backs. They've never had someone actually put together a full season. He'd be the next guy. Michael Carter's running with the twos. Not really excited about him right now.
Dave, we got a question from the YouTube comments. His name is Blue Crew. He has a 0.5 PPR, 12-team super flex. He needs to start a second quarterback. He says, should I trade for Mike Davis for Derek Carr? My other running backs are Chubb, Chris Carson, Trey Sermon. Other QB is Brady.
No, Brady. So if you have Brady and there's no second quarterback at all, then Mike Davis for Derek Carr is probably pretty even. That's a pretty solid trade in Superflex. So you get Brady and Carr. But I would honestly try to get someone better than Carr, someone with some rushing upside. Carr is a safe pick. But I would try to go with someone else. Like I said, Fields and Lance are being drafted pretty late. If you can get them, if you can get Zach Wilson even, he's got offers some rushing upside.
There you have it, Blue Crew. If you have any more questions, please submit. Or anyone else that has a draft, probably because it's going to be list weekend. I know the season starts on Thursday, and I have some questions, of course. But, yeah. That's a great question about should I trade away Mike Davis for Derek Carr. David says no, get someone better. Jameis Winston from the Saints 2 years ago was pretty fantastic certain games, but then some other games he was horrible. What are your thoughts over him?
Yeah, I mean, in fantasy football is interesting because you can't really tell. Sometimes the rankings don't show who the best quarterback is. It's the best fantasy quarterback. And Jameis Winston in six-point passing touchdown leagues, again, I'll say that, he's going to be a great pick. He's going to be a borderline QB1, probably like a top 15 play. Even if he throws two interceptions every game, if he's throwing for 350 yards and three touchdowns, he's going to be a good play. And just make sure you check your scoring.
here's my sleepers, David, and I want you to know what your opinion is. Obviously, if you have defensive players in your fantasy, I got this one guy named Malcolm Brown from the Jaguars. Thoughts of him?
Malcolm Brown from the Jags. I mean, the Jags are going to be on the field a lot. So Malcolm Brown was a player from Texas, played at the Patriots for a little while. Solid player. He's a D lineman. He should be all right. I'm not necessarily a huge IDP guy.
Another one is Philip Lindsay. What do you think about him?
Very interesting player. I think with a price that you can take a stab on him because you're getting him in the 9th or 10th round, he probably takes over that backfield, and it looks like he's going to be – it's going to be him and David Johnson. I'm avoiding him before that. But if you can just take him, you know, get him as your 5th running back, why not?
He plays for the Texans, guys, which is a questionable team right now. No idea what's going to happen. Deshaun Watson, fantastic quarterback. I've had him. No, actually, I knew someone that had him and gave that person an amazing point streak. What are your expectations with Deshaun Watson this season? Do you think he'll play? And should you even consider selecting him?
No. Right now, it's just too risky. I mean, if you end up want to take him with your last pick in the draft or the 13th, 14th pick, go ahead. Those guys might not even make your roster after week one. You might cut them for waivers. But at the end of the day, they're not going to solve his court stuff until next year. So they're talking about the Texans just healthy scratching him all year so they can save some money. I'm staying away. There's too many good quarterbacks to waste a pick on him, in my opinion.
And I want to go a little bit of a side tangent. Do you think the Dolphins should have considered him?
I don't know. I will say this. Tua looks really good this offseason. I'm excited to see what Tua does. And Deshaun Watson, I don't know the guy. I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on with him, but I think Tua is the dude, and they should just keep Tua and keep doing what they're doing. They're doing great things in Miami.
Correct. And Tua, not a top choice for leagues this season. We'll see. It's more of like a wait and see.
Trade Mike Davis for Tua.
There you go. Blue crew. Mike Davis
like
for Tua.
I like Tua this year. I like the weapons. Will Fuller be back week two? Jalen Waddle, Gesicki, Devontae Parker, Miles Gaskin. That offense is going to be fast.
There you go. David Heilman, definitely consider it. Okay, here's my other ones. Not sleepers, but definitely consider LaVisca Chenault.
Oh, I already talked about him. I love LaVisca, and Travis Etienne is the reason that his ADP is so low. And you might see rankings of him so low. They're going to run 3 and 4 receiver sets pretty much all the time. They're going to run a spread offense in Jacksonville. Their defense is horrible, so they're going to be playing from behind, throwing the ball all the time. They wanted Etienne. They had him practice in receiver routes. They were going to have him play receiver, basically. So James Robinson is a must, but LaVisca Chenault is going to be in that role. Like Debo Samuel, he's going to get bubble screens. He's going to get jet sweeps. He's going to get all over the field. LaVisca is going to be a monster this year.
Another prospect I've been hearing buzz, Jalen Hurts. Where do you have him, in your list?
So Jalen Hurts is my 9th quarterback. You just can't ignore the rushing upside. I don't think he's a good passer. I don't think he's a good actual quarterback, or at least an elite good, you know, a top end, you know, NFL quarterback. But for fantasy purposes, when you have 100 passing yards is worth 4 points, 100 rushing yards is worth 10. Give me Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. Interesting.
Trade Mike Davis or Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, very Hurts. I've been hearing, you know, different opinions. Lopsided one, no, he's not that good. Another side, he's really good. So, of course, he will have a full, complete season when he starts. Let's see. Another name that I like to point out, Antonio Gibson from Washington.
Yeah, Gibson, the only issue with him is his price is getting pretty rich. But you can get him in the 2nd round, and it just depends on where you're at. If you're late 2nd round, like for you, you're picking at 104. On the way back in the 2nd round, Antonio Gibson I think is a fantastic pick. But if you're taking him at 201 over guys like Najee Harris and Jonathan Taylor and Nick Chubb, I don't like that.
Where do you have Mac Jones?
Mac Jones is interesting. I think he's going to be like a Kirk Cousins, but year one, I don't see him being much. I would not draft him in one quarterback leagues. He doesn't have the rushing upside like the other guys. In two quarterbacks, I'd be fine with playing him. He's probably going to be a top 20, top 25 guy. Just not a lot of upside with no rushing ability.
Marvin Jones.
He's so hit or miss. Best ball, I like him a lot. And Trevor Lawrence likes him a lot. Because he targeted him quite heavily in preseason, but I have him as a wide receiver three right now. I would prefer Chenault over Marvin Jones.
DJ Shark.
I would prefer DJ Chark over Marvin Jones.
Interesting. It seems like the Jaguars have a good set of wide receivers this year.
They do. I hope their offensive line can figure it out, because if they're going to run three or four receiver sets, they only have five linemen to protect Trevor Lawrence. It's going to be interesting. Chark and Jones, it just depends on the price. I like Chenault better. I feel like in PPR he's gonna get more targets. Jones and Chark are gonna be more boom or bust this year, I think.
Tight end, Logan Thomas from Washington. Thoughts?
Yeah, he's the probably the third pass catching option on that team. I don't think they target JD McKissick as much as they did last year, and typically vacated targets as far as running backs and tight ends correlate. So if JD McKissick gets 30 less targets, that might mean, Logan Thomas gets 15 or 20 more. Pretty heavily targeted last year. So I like him. They're going to throw the ball a lot, even though they're a good defense. Scott Turner throws the ball a lot.
Well, there you have it. And finally, some teams have kickers. I know they're probably obvious ones. Who do you have for kickers?
Yeah, again, if you don't have to draft a kicker, do not go get running backs, Chuba Hubbard, Alexander Mattison, guys like that. But if you have to, you're stuck with kickers, just go with the guys that have, go to the Vegas point spreads. Whoever's in the highest scoring game, go grab that kicker, or grab your opponent's quarterback's kicker.
There you have it. David Heilman, the man when it comes to these exciting times of the year. How many fantasy drafts do you have this year?
Don't tell my wife. Probably 15 to 20. Some best ball. I'm getting into best ball now. So if anyone wants to play best ball, hit me up. I'm trying to do one more best ball before the league is over.
What is that, by the way?
So best ball, you draft like 21 players or 17 players, depending on your league size, and there's no roster management. So you're essentially just doing a mock draft, but you pay like $10 or $15 or even like $1. You can do $1 best ball leagues, and then you don't have to do anything. So the system actually plugs in your best lineup after the games are already played. So you draft it, you log back in January and see what you won.
There you have it. That's a new concept I've never heard. Dave, before the show, you were talking about NFTs. NFTs is a non-fungible token, is a popular sector of the crypto world, and NFTs and sports have become friends, well, good friends. Tell us about your NFT. I can't say project because it's not your project, but your involvement with NFTs and
Yeah,
fantasy.
so I just joined the NFT draft team as one of their fantasy experts. So NFTdraft.io, you can join it. They have a week one tournament. You can win up to $15,000, and you get trading cards like you would with like your Panini trading cards, but you're playing them like you would with Magic or with Pokemon in your lineups. So you have your digital cards. You say, I want to set up my lineup. You have 135 points. You set up your weekly, not daily, weekly lineup. And then every week there's going to be multiple tournaments, multiple prizes. People can win in real cash, also winning wax. They're also promoting some cryptocurrency as well, so you can win some wax.
Interesting concept. What do you think about this concept? Do you think it has a whole lot of future ahead of itself?
Yeah, no, I do. I originally was, skeptical. I'm like, what is this? Crypto and all that. But everything's going crypto. Why should fantasy sports not be the next thing to do it? I got a ton of cards over here, and I'm gonna run out of space and where to keep them. It's so much easier to do it this way. And it's fun. I'm getting more, the more and more I learn, the more and more I like it. And in daily sports, it's so hard. You put $20 in, but you're playing against like world-class people, and they have like 40 different lineups, all variable lineups. you feel like you can never really get ahead. This, they take that part out of it in this, and it's just a lot of fun. People are really, really enjoying it, and I can't wait for the season to start.
Dave, what's the website?
So, to give away, by the way.
What was that? Sorry.
NFTdraft.io is where you can find it. But if you hit me up, we're going to do a giveaway. I'm just going to open up a bunch of packs and give cards away to people. So I just talked to the owner yesterday, and he said, yeah, let's give some people some cards.
So it's NFTfootball.io?
NFTdraft.io.
.io. You can't beat that. Definitely contact Dave. We'll leave the link in the show notes so you can contact Dave. He has some openings right there. I'm a huge crypto guy. I got, you know, a few things, but I definitely haven't gotten into the NFT part of the crypto world, but looking forward to it. And you also do some card trading, don't you?
Yeah, I just did. I just did my first, card rip, my card break this week. Bought like 600 cards. We open them up. Everybody purchased a team or teams. So you got the Miami Dolphins. I got the New York Giants. Every Miami Dolphins card goes to you, no matter the value of the card. Every Giants card goes to me. The teams were priced out a little bit different. You know, the Jaguars is priced a little bit more because they want the, you know, of course, like the third card we picked was a Trevor Lawrence pink parallel card. But everyone got, you know, all 32 teams were picked. We gave, and today I'm actually going to bundle these up and ship them out to everybody today.
Dave, you're a busy guy. I just can't believe it. Before we go, tell us about your Giants. What are your expectations for this season?
It's put up or shut up. I like the moves they just recently made to grab some depth on the offensive line. Offensive line is going to be the big key, and Daniel Jones, obviously. The defense is super underrated. If you haven't watched the Giants, you probably don't appreciate how good their defense is. But their offensive line is still below average, and Daniel Jones is below average at quarterback. Hopefully, Kenny Galladay, Kadarius Toney, and Barkley will give him enough surrounding cast to do something this year.
And who will win the NFC East this season?
That's a great question. I saw that the odds yesterday had the Cowboys favored, Washington second, Giants third, and Eagles fourth. I would say it's probably Washington. And I'm gonna put my Giants above the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys defense is still bad, and I think they'll find a way to crumble. So Washington, the Giants, Cowboys, Eagles, which is how it finished last year.
Yeah, Washington really surprises me, and we'll see. I guess this will be Fitzpatrick's first playoff.
He's another wild card. He's never finished a season as starting quarterback, so we'll see if he does it this year at 38.
And he does well some fantasy games. Like if you look,
he's Jameis Winston, the other version of Jameis Winston. And you know, people feel like he plays. He's cut down the turnovers. He really hasn't. He still has a 2-to-1 touchdown to interception ratio. And it's Tampa Bay, Miami, everywhere he goes, it's the same thing. So we'll see. And if they throw the ball 650 times, he's gonna throw some interceptions.
Yeah. That is bare to happen. David Heilman, of course, the myth, the mystery. Tell us a little. Can you tell us what is the best way to reach you online and talk to you? What, you know, who to select?
Yeah, absolutely. Twitter is probably the easiest way to get a hold of me. So just at Dynasty Dorks, one word, or hit me up on YouTube at Dynasty Dorks Fantasy Football. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and of course, you can reach us at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter, thesportscast1, IG, thesportscast1. My draft is tomorrow. Dave has about 100 more to go before Thursday. And of course, it's pretty exciting because you got to have a community and just, hey, have fun. You know, this is competition. This is the best, this is the best time of the year, I think. But David Heilman, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.